In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I need to be encouraged, and you need to be encouraged, so I'm going to read scriptures that are encouraging, very encouraging to us, so that we might know that in the middle of the struggle, the Lord is present. You know, people have said to me, Father Tom, the Lord is at the end of the tunnel. I say, oh no, the Lord is in the middle of the tunnel when I am in need of help. I don't have to wait to go to the end of the tunnel. The Lord says, I shall be with you always. So if you are in the tunnel today, the tunnel of grief, the tunnel of pain, the tunnel of rejection, the tunnel of sin, the Lord is there with you today. Today, he doesn't wait for you to reach the end of the tunnel. He is with you at this moment. Isaiah 43. But now at this moment, says the Lord that created you. God created you through his Son, Jesus Christ, and he has a purpose and a plan for you. He created you, O Jacob, that he formed you, O Israel. Fear not. 365 times in the Bible. Fear not. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Fear not. Why? For I, the Lord, have redeemed thee. I have bought you back, redeemed to buy you back with my precious blood. I have called you by name. Hallelujah. The Lord doesn't say to us, your social security number is who you are. I have called you by name, by your own name. You are mine. Oh, yes, that's the best. I belong to him, and he belongs to me. You are mine. You are mine. You are mine. Yes. When people try to rip me off, I'm telling you, the one they're ripping off is Jesus himself, because I am his and he is mine. When you pass through the waters, and you know what? We will all pass through the waters of hurt, of rejection, of finances. Sometimes in our life, we will pass through the waters, but the Lord says, I will be with thee. Oh, yes, with thee, in the middle of the tunnel, not at the end, only in the middle of the tunnel. I will be with thee. People are passing through waters of discouragement, of fear, of finances. I'm telling you, the Lord says, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. That's right. All your troubles shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, oh mamma mia, this is very important. You shall not be burnt. Oh, I know how many times have I walked through the fires, the walk through the fires of people calling me names, of people thinking that I am something that I am not. How many times have I walked through the fire? But he promises, they shall not burn thee. Those fires shall not burn. As a matter of fact, you know what they'll do? They'll make you more apt to speak for Jesus Christ. They'll purify you. They'll purify you because no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Neither the flame shall kindle upon thee, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Yes, O Lord. Drowning men need a Savior. I tell you, we all are in need of salvation. Salvation through the blood of the Lamb. We are all in need because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. He says, I am your Savior, Israel, but not only Israel, you. He is your Savior. What's his name? Yeshua, Jesus, is your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Saba for thee. I gave other countries for thee. You know, how odd of God to choose the Jews. Why would he choose the Jews? My Lord, I tell you, they were not the greatest group of people. They were not the most intelligent. They were not the most beautiful. It was his choice to choose Israel, and it is his choice to choose you in the church, in the body of Christ. It is the choice of the Lord that he chooses you and chooses me. Maybe we are rejected by people. Maybe we are rejected by groups. But the Lord says, I chose you. And in the 15th chapter of John, it says, I chose you that you would go and bear fruit, and your fruit would last. So prove that you are my disciples. Yes, that's the Lord's word to you. He chose us to go and bear fruit. Since you are precious in my sight. Precious, the Lord says, you're precious. I shed my blood for you. You're precious in my sight. And you are honorable, and I have loved you. Therefore, I give men for you and people for your life. Do not be afraid. Fear not. I am with you. Please, please, today, hear the word of the Lord. Do not be afraid. It's all going to be all right. You might be passing through the waters. You might be passing through the fires. But it's going to be all right. Honest, it's going to be all right. But you must go through it. Don't think that you have to go around it. You must go through it. If you've lost somebody, you're in grief. And give yourself the ability to be in grief, but not without hope. For the Lord says, you will go through it, and I will be with you. That's God's word to you. I remember speaking this word many years ago, and Judy Boyle, who has 13 children, when her mother died, she says, I would listen to you every single day. And I was desolate because my mother was my best friend. I tell you, the Lord says, fear not, for I am with you. I am with you as you go through what you're going through. Everyone is different. Everyone is different. I am with you as you go through the fire. I am with you. Fear not. Again, I am with you. I will bring your seed from the east and gather them from the west. God is doing that now, bringing his people from the east and from the west into the Holy Land, into Israel, into Jerusalem. I will say to the north, give up, to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. I tell you, that's happening now. That's happening now. Jewish people are returning to Israel. By the boatload, or I should say by the truckload. Yes, people are going back to their own country. It never would have been possible 70 years ago. It never would have been possible, but Israel is now a state or a country, and her people are being drawn back to that land. We must always remember there is a Trinity. The Trinity is God has a land, two, and he has you, three. There's a Trinity. A Trinity. God has a land, and he has you, three different things. In the New Testament, it's the same thing. There's a Trinity. God has a land, its name is heaven, and it's for you who believe in Jesus Christ, who give your life to Jesus Christ. I tell you, this is real stuff. This is real stuff. Even everyone that is called by my name, yes, I have created him for my glory. Hallelujah. Isn't that something? You have been created for the glory of God. I am so happy when I receive letters saying, I listen to you and I have given my life to Jesus Christ. It's so wonderful. It's so wonderful because these people have been created for the glory of God. Yes. Even in sorrow, even in sadness, even in discouragement, I have made you for my glory. I formed you. I formed you, yes, in his mother's womb. I have made him to bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf people that have ears. I tell you, wash your ears out. Wash your eyes out and look at Jesus and believe in him. Look at Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, the one who is also the Lamb of God. Look at Jesus. He has redeemed you through his blood. For you, Israel, are my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Okay? He calls not only Israel his friend, but you are friend of God. You are a friend of God if you have faith. You are a friend of God if you've given your life to Jesus. You are a friend of God if you know the power of the Holy Ghost. I tell you, a friend of God. I am not only a servant of God, I am a friend of God. Abraham was a friend of God. In the blood of Jesus, we are friends of the Father and children of the Father. I tell you, this is better than you could ever expect. You have made you my friend, you whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called you from the chief men. I have said unto you, you are my servant. I have chosen you. I have not cast you away. The Lord casts nobody away. People might think, I have sinned so terribly that God will not honor my prayer. That's a lie. Jesus says, no one who comes to me will I ever reject, because I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who looks upon the Son and believes in him, oh yes, giving his life to him, has eternal life. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. Get out of that experience of rejection. You might have been rejected by your father, by your mother, by your teachers, by your friends. Jesus does not reject anyone who comes to him. It's as simple as that. He always accepts us, and he accepts us in our sin, and he washes us clean as we go to confession. He washes us clean with his blood. Oh, yes, with his blood. Oh, I talk about the blood, because without the blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. That's real. Without the blood, there is no redemption. Without the blood, there is nothing. Only the blood of Jesus, you know. Only the blood of Jesus has washed us from all iniquity, from all fear, from all hatred toward ourselves. Do you hate yourself today? Well, the Lord calls you his friend. Don't hate yourself today, because you know what? Doesn't do any good. Doesn't do any good to hate yourself. I'm not telling you that you should put yourself on a pedestal, but don't hate yourself. You are his, and he is yours, and he loves you, and he will not reject you. He will not reject you, no matter what happens. He will not reject you. You whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed. Not only is he with us, but Jesus says he is in us. He is in us. The Holy Spirit is in us. Yes, the Trinity dwells within us. He is not only with us, but he is in us. For I am your God. I will strengthen thee. Hear the word of the Lord. I will strengthen thee. Does not say I might. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with my right hand of my righteousness. This is a promise of God. I am the Lord, your God. I will strengthen you. You might feel as weak as a kitten today, but the Lord says, I will strengthen you. I am your God. I will help you. Oh, yes, you do not have to do it alone. The Lord promises that He will help us. I will uphold you with my glorious right hand, my righteousness. Oh, yes. Let's believe what Jesus says. Let's believe what the Old Testament says, what God says to us. I will, I will, I will. Not I might, I might, I might. And you know what? Israel was a sinner so many times, but God called His child Israel out of sin and into His, what, righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. That means your enemies, whatever they are, shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they shall strive, but they shall perish. They shall perish. You shall seek them and shall not even find them, even them that contended with you. They that war against you shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. This is Isaiah 43. They that war against you shall be as nothing. For I am the Lord your God. I hold you by the right hand, saying unto you, fear not, I will help you. How many times does He have to tell us that? See, He knows that we're weak. He knows how weak we are. For I am the Lord your God, I will hold your right hand. Imagine. He promises to hold our right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, don't be afraid, I will help thee. You do not have to go through everything that you're going through alone, because we have a helper in the Holy Spirit. We have a helper in Jesus. We have a helper in the Heavenly Father. We have a helper who holds our hands. But Father, it doesn't feel that way. Feel that way, maybe it doesn't, but He promises, I will. When God says, I will, He does not say, I might. He says, I will. Fear not. How many times does He say that? For I will help thee. Fear not, you worm Jacob, you men of Israel. I will help thee, says the Lord, your Redeemer, your Holy One of Israel. I will help thee. I will help thee. I will make you a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. You shall thresh the mountains and beat them small, and you shall make the hills as chaff. I will help thee. I will help thee. I will help thee. Oh, the word of God is real. The word of God is real. I will help thee. Notice that God's promises are for us today. God's promises are for us today. I was just reading from Isaiah 41. Oh, yes, Isaiah 41. I will help thee. I will help thee. You're my friend. I give countries for you. I am not with you at the end of the tunnel. I am with you in the middle of the tunnel. In the middle of your grief, I am God who loves you. Oh, yes, I am the Lord who cares for you. I am the Lord who calls you by name. I am the Lord who holds you by your right hand. I am the Lord that keeps on saying, fear not, do not be afraid. I'm telling you, this is a thing in faith. This is an exercise in faith, because sometimes we feel like our house is being shaken and that's going to fall. And the Lord says, I hold you by the right hand. You are mine. I do not call you servants anymore. I call you friend. You are my friend. Jesus is my friend. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my Savior. The Holy Spirit is my power, my comforter. The Father is mine. I am a son of God because of the blood that Jesus shed. The Father sent Jesus into the world to save the world. He rejects absolutely no one. You must recall that when you feel like you are being rejected, you must recall the reality that God rejects no one. God rejects no one. Why? You are His. And then he says in the 43rd chapter of Isaiah, I'm doing something new. Do you behold it? I'm doing something new. I'm doing something new in you. I'm calling you to believe in the depths of your heart as you're going through this difficult time. I'm doing something new. Hold on to me. Do not be afraid. I'm doing something new. Your builders outstrip your destroyers. Your builders outstrip your destroyers. Oh, yes, there are destroyers that come against us. But your builders outstrip your destroyers. Hear the word of the Lord today. Your builders outstrip your destroyers. Oh, how many times have I used that scripture when I felt beaten down, when I felt rejected? How many times I've said, your builders are greater than your destroyers. That's right, because our builders are built by God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. I'm looking now at the 49th chapter of Isaiah. I'm not going to be able to do much of it. We'll continue with it tomorrow. Listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, you people from afar. The Lord has called me from the womb. Oh, yes, my friends, you were not called when you said, Jesus, I accept you as my Lord. You were called from the womb. You were called from the beginning of time. You were called from the womb. From your mother's womb, he made mention of my name. Yes, from my mother's womb, he made mention of my name. He knew me. He called me by name. He said to me, I have chosen you from the foundation of the world. It was not something that happened in 1968 only, or 1946 when I was baptized, but from the beginning of time, God purposed for me and for you too. He hath made my mouth like a sharp sword. Oh, yes, Lord, I want to be that sharp sword in your hand. I do not want to curse. I want to bless people. I want to bring people into the blessing that you have for them, and that they don't have to believe that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but that there's a light in the middle of the tunnel when it's dark. He that made my mouth like a sharp sword, in the shadow of his hand, he hath hidden me. Oh, it's a big hand. In the shadow of his hand, he hides you. And he made me a polished arrow in his quiver. He hid me. Oh, yes. Hidden in the wounds of Jesus. Hidden in the heart of Jesus. Oh, yes. Hidden where the blood poured out, water and blood. I am hidden in the wounds of Jesus. You are hidden in the wounds of Jesus. And he said unto me, you are my servant Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Again, I will be glorified through your life. I have a plan and a purpose for your life, and I will be glorified. O Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be glorified by our brokenness. And heal us in the midst of our brokenness. Let us know, Father, that you are in love with us. Not only do you love us, that you called us from the beginning of time, that we are not someone new to you, but we are yours from the beginning of time, and that you have given us faith so that we can believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, that Jesus Christ is Savior, that Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior, and that he has given his life for me, and that he rose from the dead, hallelujah, and that because of the resurrection, everything is possible. Everything is possible. Everything is possible. Everything is possible. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the word of God. He holds you by the hand today. I tell you today, I need to hear from you so we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Are you encouraged by what I said today? Can you accept what I said today? Can you receive what I said today? That you are his and he is yours. Can you believe that he holds you by the right hand? Can you believe that he calls you by name? Can you believe that he rejects no one, no one, no one, but receives each one of us by grace? God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.